I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate July 22nd.
25 seconds.
When Space Shuttle Columbia headed for orbit 25 years ago tomorrow, it made history. It was the first mission commanded by a woman, Air Force pilot Eileen Collins. And it was carrying the heaviest payload ever lofted by a shuttle. Chandra X-ray Observatory, the largest X-ray telescope ever flown.
5, 4, 3. We have a go for engine start. 0. We have booster ignition and liftoff of Columbia, reaching new heights for women in X-ray astronomy.
And Chandra is maintaining those heights. It's still working. The telescope studies some of the hottest and most energetic objects and events in the universe. Exploding stars, outbursts from normal stars, gas around black holes, and much more. Such objects produce much of their energy in the form of X-rays. But Earth's atmosphere blocks most X-rays, so the only way to study them is from space. Chandra's orbit carries it more than a third of the way to the moon. That puts it outside most of Earth's radiation belts, which can fog X-ray images. X-rays go right through a normal telescope mirror, so Chandra uses a set of mirrors along the sides of the telescope tube. X-rays graze off those mirrors and come to a focus at the telescope's instruments. Chandra is still making history today by keeping a sharp eye on the X-ray sky. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.